Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Also, my pleasure to reintroduce you to Joel Barker. Joel is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a great friend, one of the great futurists of all time, I think. He's been impressing me for over 20 years. Long before I knew him, I was impressed with his work and his vision. Joel, thanks again for joining us. One of the things that I know you've been tracking lately is something that customers are doing, consumers are doing, to be innovative. Now, there's a guy named Eric Von Heupel. Von Heupel, I guess, is his name. Eric Von Heupel. That he's been doing quite a bit of work on this. You brought this to our attention. Tell us what's going on.
This just appeared in the New York Times article yesterday, by the way, so it's 24 hours old. Von Heupel works for MIT Sloan School of Management and has been studying technology innovation. He has had a thesis, which he got the British government to fund so he could do the research on, which is that consumers are doing a lot of innovation on products that companies bring out, and the companies are ignoring it. They're not looking at it very carefully.
Huh.
And yet he said, if you take a look, it could be that as much as 50% of the really good innovation is coming from the users. In fact, he said in Scientific Instruments, 77% of the innovation are from the users, not the company producing the product.
How does that happen? How does that even happen?
Well, think about it, and I'll give you an example from my own life, all right? You get this product, you say, you know, if it only would do this or that, or if this was a little bit smaller, or if I could have a stickier grip, and so I go out and buy some rubber and glue it to the back of it so I can hang on to it.
Right.
Quick story, I buy these plastic tees that I like that tee up my ball a lot.
Your golf ball.
They're expensive. Well,
yeah.
They come with a little tee. It's Callaway makes them. So what I did is I drilled a hole in the base of each one of those and put an elastic piece. Now, don't laugh at me here, man. They last me for about a month. But I innovated that product
because
I didn't want to.
So just because you're too tight to buy extra tees.
I'm too cheap to buy the extra tees.
You're too cheap to buy extra tees. You've become an innovator. Is that what you're saying?
That's true. But that's an example of a consumer saying it's not quite what I need,
right?
So I adapted it.
But now, of course, if you were really innovative, you could take that and knock it off if in a legal way and turn it into a business. But what you're saying is companies aren't paying attention to what their customers are doing.
Exactly. And Van Heupel said this is a huge reservoir of additional ideas. In fact, one of his corporate people called it the black matter of innovation.
Wow.
But in a sense, the invisible innovations that are going on with that. They talk about one guy who took his GPS and reprogrammed it so it was much more personalized for his own use.
So what you're saying is with all the things that have changed, with all the innovations, all the new world stuff that we have, corporate arrogance is pretty much like it's always been.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'd even say corporate naivete. You know, I don't want to call it arrogance so much.
No, it's arrogance. No, I think you're being too politically correct. It's arrogance. I've seen it all my life. The corporate arrogance of folks. I worked for Xerox in the 70s, and they were completely arrogant and ignorant, and they were first ignorant of the Japanese copiers that came in, and then they allowed their arrogance allowed them to be blindsided by it.
Well, you know, there's one other piece to that too, and they talk about this in the article, which is our laws right now make it very hard for the institution and the consumer to interact in an intelligent way.
Right.
I remember offering an idea to a company, and they sent me a form that said, "When we have this conversation, we will own everything you've said.
Right.
Do you like it?" And I thought, why would I have the conversation?
Right, exactly. Well, see, this is where the lawyers get involved.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, the legal departments of these companies are the business, they're not business developers, they're business interrupters.
Yeah. Yeah, they can really stop
it. There's no question. No question about it. And which brings us back to what you're talking about here. All this innovation that customers are doing, a lot of that is the collaborative innovation. I mean, they're talking to each other in their little in their social media communities, and the social media world is a world that the big companies are having issues with because of the attorneys.
Right. Well, one example they use, a guy developed a high-speed book scanner.
Yeah.
Just out of, you know, kind of throwaway stuff. He put his design on the web and said, anybody who wants to do it, go ahead. I don't care.
Open source.
And other people, exactly. Other people have made, you know, used his design to make this high-speed page copier.
It's interesting. That's an open source attitude. Now, and here's the thing. Now, obviously, it's hard for companies to make a living in open source. Although you know, you can do it. You just have to rethink how you monetize things. People are doing it all the time. I mean, IBM's doing. They're using open source like crazy right now, with their technology. But you just have to rethink about it. But here's the thing. You can't be in denial about what's happening out there. And this comes back, Joel, as you pointed out off the break, this comes back to what I've been talking about now for a long time, and that's what I'm calling the age of the customer. The customer now has more control.
Yep. And literally from this discussion, the customer actually is leading.
Well, see, the three elements of the relationship, Joel, are the product, the information, and the buying decision.
Yep.
Now, with the information and the buying decision in the hands of the customer, what you're telling me is they're now getting involved in the product.
Yeah, exactly.
So that, folks, this is news right here. This is taking my age of the customer idea and putting it over the top.
Yep. Exactly.
So businesses, large and small, pay attention. You know, you can't be in denial about what's going on out there. It's real. And as I said. As I've said many times before, it's the age of the customer. Get over it. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.